And we are joined by John Worsfold, the coach of the Essendon Football Club. Woosh, welcome to the program. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. How are you going?
Going well, mate. Well, it's a few weeks into the season now, and you've got a win under your belt. And obviously, with the way that things have progressed, you must be reasonably pleased because you've been more than competitive in a lot of matches this season.
Yeah, overall, we've been pretty happy in that the attitude of the players has been outstanding. The development opportunities where we've been able to utilise this year has been great. So, yeah, in terms of where things are tracking, we think we're having some wins, even though we haven't got many lots of 4 points on the board.
Well, Kim Hagdorn here, you're back into it. You look a lot refreshed, and congratulations on how you've coped with things so far. How different is it coaching, you know, one of the game's biggest clubs in the real footy hub of Melbourne compared to your entire career, your 25 years at West Coast?
Yeah, it certainly has a lot of aspects that are fairly different. Obviously, yeah, I realise how big these clubs are in Melbourne and also the age of them. You know, I'm meeting members of Essendon. I think the longest serving member I've met so far is 72 years standing as a member. So, you know, it's quite remarkable, really, considering the Eagles are celebrating their 30-year history this year. So you get that side of it. So a lot of, you know, generational supporters, you know, so that's a really different thing as well. And then just the size of the club, the success it's had over the history of the AFL, all that little bit different. But it's obviously fairly unique circumstances as well. So this year adds another layer of complexity to coaching the club in terms of dealing with, you know, 12 of their great players being suspended and how we work through all those issues.
John, congratulations on the milestone. I think it's 500 games, which is remarkable. Everyone knows that you're a premiership player, premiership coach, had some time away from the game. Can you just articulate for us your experience at Adelaide, what impact that had on you as a person and, more importantly, I guess, given your current role as a coach?
Yeah, it had a couple of massive impacts. Obviously, one, the shock and the tragedy of losing a mate in those circumstances or in any circumstances was you know, pretty tough to deal with. But getting over to Adelaide, where they had been so immediately impacted in terms of you know, turning up every day and having Walshy, you know, there mentoring them, it was obviously massive for them. So I was feeling it differently to what the Adelaide people, the Adelaide Footy Club people were. But we sort of all knew we had a role to play to focus on getting the club. It had to get back playing footy. That's what it's there for. Walshy would absolutely have agreed with that. So it was working through supporting Meredith and Quinn, Walshy's wife and daughter, through that period, while still trying to keep and support the players, while then saying, look, we do have to get back on the training track and get back ready to play again. And, you know, for me also supporting Scott Camporelli, who not only was dealing with the grief, but was stepping up to be a senior coach. So I was able to, you know, just be around him and support him when maybe he was starting to doubt himself.
John, with West Coast, your first six seasons were a period of sustained success, finals in every year. And then through 2008, 9 and 10, finished 15th, 11th and 16th. And you rebuilt your list to climb back into the top four quickly, finished fourth in 2011. Fremantle are going through a similar, I suppose, set of circumstances. How quickly do you feel that Fremantle can rebound to be back as a premiership threat? And do you see it happening fairly quickly?
Yeah, I think it can turn around fairly quickly, Haggers, but it does take a lot of planning. Mm-hmm. So, you know, my view with West Coast back in 2009 and 10 was that it would be in real premiership contention by the time that Nat Nui and Shuey and that crew of players were starting to hit their peak years, which is usually around 24 or 25. So it was still really 5 years away before I thought that would be a top four side and premiership contender. So it's, you know, on one hand, it's nice to see that that's coming through now. So I think Fremantle now need to say who, obviously through Nat Fyfe and some of the other young guns that they've got there, when are Fyfe's already at his peak, but when are the other guys going to be really starting to be able to play consistently great footy week in, week out? And that obviously includes some key forwards and key defenders as well as a strong midfield. So they that my guess is that's where their planning's around and getting games into those guys and starting to climb back up the ladder. So wherever they finish this year may be a bit of an aberration year with the injuries they've had and the fact they've had to make the decisions they've had to immediately. I think next year will give them a lot better indication about where they sit in terms of the next premiership window.
Woosh, what's your observation on young players, coaching young players, say back in your time at West Coast dealing with the younger players on the list to how you deal with the young players and you've got a stack of them at Essendon right now? Has it changed much over those years?
Not too much, no. Obviously, young players coming through, some are hugely talented and able to play at a level where they can really contribute to the team at a very young age. Others are looking for opportunities because they want to taste AFL footy. And, you know, for example, Mason Redmond, we got him in for a couple of games early, and in his third game last week, he only had two touches of the footy in about 80 minutes of footy. So we're really pleased with what he's showing, but he's not impacting enough to say that he can hold his spot in the team. So he'll go back and just find a bit of the footy in the VFL and you know, regain that self-belief, because that's the thing. They can start to doubt themselves and wonder whether they've got the ability to keep finding the footy and whether they've lost their natural talent. So you're managing those two things, giving them some opportunities, but also helping them develop. By they still need to find the footy and be able to make decisions in the game with the ball in hand. So you're always balancing those things and also letting them know that it's a pretty cutthroat industry. And sometimes early games to players, if they look like they're really struggling to cope, people can make early judgments on how good they're going to be, and that can pigeonhole them a bit. So you're really conscious of that.
Hey, Woosh, speaking of finding the footy, James Kelly's been able to do that consistently for you. What was he going to be doing if he wasn't playing for Essendon?
Yeah, I think he was working at the AFL, doing some, maybe running some programs in the, might have been in their AIS academy, I'm not really sure, but yeah, he's playing great footy. I wish he wasn't playing as good a footy because it'd mean the ball would be in our front half a little bit more, but we're giving him plenty of opportunities to get involved at the moment, and you know, he's obviously a champion player to have achieved what he has, and his experience and knowledge around the club has been invaluable as well.
I've always admired this clash from afar. I've not been to an Essendon-Richmond clash around Indigenous round, but when it came to picking your team this week, you put Courtney Dempsey and Edwards up on the board, and were they two of the first pick back in for the team this week, given their background?
Well, no, certainly Courtney was in. He missed the first three rounds of the year through suspension, then he came in through the VFL, and his form was really good. We're wrapped with what he was showing. So when he hurt his hamstring a couple of weeks ago, that hurt us. So we're keen that as soon as he was available, he was coming back in, and that happened to be this week. And Sean Edwards over the last 3 weeks has played, you know, been in the best one or two VFL players. And we've asked him to work on consistency. He's been in and out of AFL system before where he's played a good game and a few quiet ones. So challenging him on consistency, and I'm really keen to give him, you know, 3 or 4 weeks now to establish himself and show what he can do rather than feeling the pressure of having to perform in one game and then go out. But, yeah, this is a massive game. You know, we had Michael Long out at the club yesterday, and great to see him around. He is such an iconic figure at Essendon and throughout the AFL, and Gavin Wanganeen as well, who... you know, we had great history playing against and seeing how good those guys were on the footy field, but great to see the impact they're having off the field now as well.
Woosh, later this year, the 10-year 2006 West Coast Eagles Premiership reunion. I believe you've been pretty active with the SMSs with some of your former charges.
Yeah, I'm throwing some baits out there. I sent them a very basic summary of what happened in the game 10 years ago each round. And then they run wild with getting stuck into each other. So, you know, if I send something out saying that Andrew Embley's kicked 2-3 goals, all the boys come back and get stuck in him about not playing on anyone and in that sort of role. So, it was a special group, and they achieved so much to win that flag. And after rebounding after losing the previous year was an enormous effort. And I look forward to catching up with them all later this year when I get over to Perth. And I know they're looking forward to catching up with each other as well.
Well, it's not the only group you've been active with, Woosh. I got the message yesterday, but we won't go into that. And that's for the 30-year celebrations. We've been around for a while. It's been a long time.
Woosh, we can't let you go without, and I'm sure you probably get a bit tired of this one, but what is the latest? Can you give us any update with where Joe Watson might be in terms of a decision to whether to or not come back to you guys next year?
Yeah, look, from my understanding, Job's is in the position where he's weighing up if he wants to play on, if he wants to play AFL footy again. You know, he's 30 years old, he's had a great career. He doesn't want to play if he doesn't have that true passion for the game. And, the game has challenged him and challenged him probably more than any of the other guys with what they've been through. And he's just really keen to be absolutely clear about having that passion to come back and do the hard work that you have to do to play at the level that I know he'll expect himself to perform at. And I'm more than comfortable to say, don't rush that decision. It'll feel right when it happens, either way, whatever he decides. I'm sure it'll just become very clear for him. And look, he's in great nick. The training he's been doing is he's matching it with any of the guys in terms of intensity and how well he's running. So physically, he'll be ready to go. It's really now about mentally whether he's got that desire to play the game. And I think from where I've come from, every time I've had an extended period away from the AFL, I start missing it and look for opportunities to get back involved. And so my experience is, I think Joe will start really looking forward to get back involved. But that's only my perspective. I'm waiting to hear from Job, really. That's where we're at.
I suspect Michael Hurley will probably eventually, commit to you guys. He's critical. It puts you on the spot a little bit. With what's happening this season and the games you're getting into youngsters, very positive sort of effect and outlook from looking to how you are as a club, powerful club, traditional club. How far do you think you could bounce back up the ladder next year if you got back most of those boys that are on suspension?
Yeah, it's a great question, Haggers, because I believe that the squad we had going into this year, if you just went on the talent and the makeup of the list, I believe they were able to definitely play finals this year. Mm-hmm. And therefore, I think if we get them all back next year, I know they're a year older, but I don't think any of them was going to tip them over the edge of being able to perform at a high level, then I think they're definitely capable of being in the top eight next year. That is the other side of it. Was even going into this season, I knew there was going to be a challenge of dealing with the emotion of either having the suspensions all quashed and they were going to be free to play if the appeal went their way, and even if it didn't go their way, I thought, well, we may be dealing with the fact that they get tainted with the being suspended players, maybe even their suspensions were served and they were available for the season. We still were going to have to deal with that emotion. And going into next year, we'll be just integrating them back into the system and feeling like they're over it and ready to play footy. So, there will be some emotional challenges in getting the players up and going next year. But on talent alone, I think that's a pretty handy squad.
See you next weekend, mate. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks, guys.
John Worsfold, coach of Essendon, will be in town next week. They're taking on the Freo Dockers.